This is we're kicking off the third hour here of the Sunday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733.
Time flies, Mark.
That it does. Well, it's an easy job. Of course, it's fun to sit here and talk to people on the radio.
Dream job.
You know, it's not like we're laying brick or anything like that. So, you know, it's nice. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733 here on, well, you know, I guess you could be listening in different time zones. I was going to say on a Sunday evening, but, you know, it may not even be Sunday.
We do have listeners all over the world.
Yeah, we're drive time in Tokyo, right? Mm-hmm. 855-450-3733. And in the meantime, we're going to come up with the show prep. Stephanie, you've got something there that I've actually got a matching article that's very similar. It's on women in the military?
Yeah, we were kind of on the same page tonight about this, about wanting to talk about this. I just caught this out of the corner of my eye. I think at one point I signed a online petition against SOPA and PIPA, and it was on the website change.org.
Yes.
Where there are a lot of people who start their own petitions and get people to sign them, and it'll email you. And if you're interested, you can check it out. Some of them interest me, sometimes not.
I get the change.org emails, too, and I always thought that, I thought initially they were a campaign website for Barack Obama, but maybe I'm wrong.
They, in my experience, they tend to be more, like, liberal-oriented causes, and sometimes they don't appeal to me, but in this case, I thought this was important and worth talking about, because this is certainly not the only place I've heard about this whole phenomenon. I've read a lot of different articles, including by Kelly B. Vallejos, who wrote the article that you have.
Yes.
She writes a lot on antiwar.com.
Mine's at antiwar.com, and it's says why women should not enlist. And
I would say why anyone should not enlist, but this is specifically relevant to women because there is a very high incidence of rape of women in the military, and probably men too, I would guess, although I haven't heard that much about it. But, you know, there are some people who say that if you're a woman in the U.S. military, you have like a, you know, one-third to one-half of them get raped or sexually assaulted during the time that they're there.
And
so that is a huge deal.
So the first thing that comes up in my mind when this is said is it's so stunning to me that my mind refuses to accept it.
Yep, I think a lot of people think that.
What I wonder to myself is the slippery way the statistics are used. Because
mm-hmm.
you said raped or sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
And what is an assault? An assault can be verbal. It can be physical.
Yep.
Are we talking about a slap on the bottom when she goes by, you know, in a sexualized manner? It's not like I've never done this before. Am I a rapist? I don't think so.
But you know, in a professional environment or something that's supposed to be professional, you probably wouldn't expect that.
I can see why you wouldn't expect it, but it's not rape, right? Like, and it shouldn't be called rape, and it shouldn't be put in the same category as rape.
It's different. It's different than rape. I don't know what happens to the, you know, dozens of thousands of women who this happens to, but I have heard specific stories that, you know, from multiple people who were actually in the military. I was not. I'm not a veteran. But and I'm glad because of the stories that I've heard that say things like, you know, there will be instances where four men will hold a woman down, like each limb, and one of them will rape her. And people will follow women into bathrooms and hit them over the head and rape them, like just really brutal stuff like
that. That's pretty
brutal. Yeah. And I guess when you're taught, you know, to accept killing as part of your job and something that you go through all the time, this kind of stuff becomes more likely because you do start to see people in a different light as objects. And it's very common in war. Rape is extremely common in war.
Oh, sure. Rape and war have been, you know, inexorably linked. I think that just now, there have been militaries in the past where it was unacceptable and they would execute people for rape. But probably more times than not that rape has been, you know, part of it. And, you know,
Google the Nanking Massacre. It was a famous incident of rape in the Sino-Japanese War,
mm-hmm.
where like an entire village was just massacred and every woman and child were like repeatedly raped.
This is going on all the time in Africa.
Yes.
You know, rape is used as a weapon right now,
yes,
today, and in war in Africa. And I think that you know, that there's something to be said that if you're capable and if you're put into a situation and you have to slide a sword into the gut of, you know, a man after man after man, then you're probably capable of raping some woman. At that point, you know, other human beings are just beasts to do with
you,
what
you have to
as
be very, very disconnected, not only from yourself, but from connecting with other, seeing other people as human beings that have the same, you know, rights as you. Basically.
And then what's it like in reintegrating back into society at any time period, even today, when, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was putting bullets in people's heads over in the Middle East.
And now I'm a police officer
and
or
now
border
I, you
patrol.
Know, or whatever. You know, I mean, that certainly happens. Certainly,
I feel really
police
concerned.
Departments look for military people, former military. Yeah. But a lot of them just come back and their minds crumple with the, you know, the crushing shame of what they've been through and things like that. That's what it seems to be what PTSD is about. They've done studies, and PTSD is worse on the people who feel shame. Not for the people who've been through horrifying incidents.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly people go through horrifying incidents, but PTSD for them isn't as deep and doesn't last as long as it does for the people who feel shame over their actions or the collective actions of the group with which they were hanging out with at that point.
Yeah, not to bring out a cliche, but war is hell, and I mean, and it starts to be like anything goes. So let me read you what this person had to say. This is by Nicole McCoy. She was a Lance Corporal in the Marines for over 3 years, and she says she joined the military because she wanted to serve her country. In the time that she was in there, in 3 years, she was raped twice and sexually assaulted another 2 times. The first time it happened, she was serving abroad in Afghanistan. She says, after that first incident, I was assaulted 3 other times over the course of 3 years. It came to happen so often that I assumed it was normal and that it must happen to everyone. I never received any training on how to deal with sexual assault in the military. I didn't even know how to report it. And this is something that a lot of people say, that if women in the military, if this happens to them and they try to report it, they will not be taken seriously. They will be blamed for it. They'll say, well, you shouldn't have had sex and then regretted it, or stop complaining to me. I can't do anything about it. In her case,
and another thing is that it doesn't benefit the military to handle these situations because they've got to be put in the statistics, and there are people out there that don't like the military. I don't like it as an institution. I don't hate the people that are in it because I could have very well have been one of those people, but I don't like the military as an institution because, well, it's an institution whose stated purpose is to kill people and break things. Big things, big expensive things on a societal level, and I don't think that's the greatest way to solve problems. I think it's been employed far too many times in the last century to solve problems. I think there are better ways to solve problems.
Can't forget that you can't bring peace by force.
But people,
the ends and the means have to be compatible.
They don't want to give those statistics. They don't want to give a further weapon to the peaceniks like me by allowing rapes to be reported. Let's go to James in Kentucky. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering what Stephanie's opinion would be. You're talking about terminology earlier, and that, Stephanie, you don't like to be called a girl. What about you're in a relationship with someone?
Girlfriend?
What? Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't like the word girlfriend or boyfriend. It is neither a boy or a girl, nor my friend. So I call them a partner.
Well, partners are for cowboys, and it's this confusing term. It's this co-opted, confusing
term.
Okay,
life partner, sex partner, whatever, you know, a partner.
I think you need to use a term.
It's becoming
before
more common.
It is becoming more common, but what about a business partner? I went in,
partner.
When I'm going around with Ian and I say this is my partner.
Some people get confused.
Right,
that,
so,
sure,
I mean, hey, get your own damn word. had a word for partner,
Okay, well, if we were married or partnered long term, I might call him my spouse. I don't know, but I use partner. I like that word.
Use whatever word makes you happy. Yeah. But go into business with them. James, do you have anything else?
I was just wondering if Stephanie still does the Pork Therapy Show.
Yes, I do. PORCtherapy.com is my website.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about
the military.
Rapes in the military.
Yeah, it's not a very light subject, but it's important.
Indeed. But when it comes to potential police abuse or, dealing with, people lying in traffic incidents, it's important to have a witness to protect yourself. It's insurance against, frankly, the inevitable. If you drive enough, you're going to get into an accident. If you get into enough accidents, you're going to be in a situation where somebody's story doesn't kind of match up with reality. And, you know, that person may be a law enforcement officer. That may be, person may be...
No, that never happens.
Well, it could certainly happen. And I'll tell you what, even the people who are reporting the abuses are sometimes wrong. But what's not wrong is video and audio. And you can have the GPS black box dash cam, which is this great device that I've got in my car. And it immediately turns on. I turn on the key. I do nothing to it. It comes on, bring, makes a little noise to let me know that an angel has gotten its wings, and it is doing its thing. It's recording audio and video. It's got my GPS, the direction, the speed, the whole deal, everything you might need. And if anything happens on the road, I'm going to know that I've got the truth in that audio, in that video. You know, hopefully the truth matches up with what I remember, but I'll have the truth nonetheless. And you can go to freedomcam.net to acquire one of these. I really recommend it. I highly recommend it. Freedomcam.net. They aren't cheap, but good insurance never is. Freedomcam.net. So, Stephanie, I guess go on here. I'm reading some of the statistics in, cases of sexual assault and in the military, and it's scary.
Yeah, I feel scared by it, too. And if anybody is listening to us right now, I think this is an important point to make. If anybody is listening and is thinking about enlisting, I highly suggest you consider it very carefully. There's a great video from, I think, Veterans for Peace called Before You Enlist. You can search for it on YouTube. It's called Before You Enlist. And it has a lot of people who were in the military, both men and women, who are talking about the reasons that they regret joining. And also it has a section specifically for females talking about the things that you will experience as a woman in the military.
And what's it called?
Before You Enlist.
Mm-hmm. I would think that this article from antiwar.com would be, from the woman's name is Kelly B. Vallejos.
And she was a fairly high-ranking person in the military.
She was an officer, it doesn't seem to be limited to enlisted females either. This is, it happens. It seems to happen at all levels, and it's frightening.
Yeah. So in this particular case, we were reading this change.org petition from Nicole McCoy, who was a Lance Corporal in the Marines for about 3 years, and she was raped twice and assaulted another two times sexually during the time that she was in there. And she was, basically tried to report this. They actually told her that, like, when she tried to report this, she said she was led through a maze of questions and excuses and was even discouraged from reporting the crimes. And in the end, instead of getting justice, I was ostracized and humiliated. The military actually told her that they were, quote, going green, and that to revise the discharge papers with another checkbox to indicate that somebody had been, charged with sex crimes or something like that would be too much paperwork. So they weren't willing to do that.
So the extra ink on the paper would be not green?
Yes.
That's insane. Now, this is to get sex offenders on a sex offender registry, right?
What she says is that
people, I guess, as I understand, as I had read the article, is that if you commit a sex crime in the military, you're not a sex offender
correct. In
real life.
Yeah. She said she learned that there's currently no military sex offender registry and that offenders are not required to disclose their crimes on their discharge papers. Now, I'm not sure, and I think I probably disagree with the whole idea of there being a sex offender registry. There are always going to be people who are caught up on that, and like you often say on this, Mark, if somebody serves, if somebody is punished for a crime or whatever, then that should be the end of it. They shouldn't carry around the scarlet letter for the rest of their life. But in this case, the accusations or the crimes that they're charged with aren't even going on the discharge papers at all.
Well, I think that my opinion on the sex offender registry is a little more nuanced than that.
Okay.
I think that, you should be sentenced to whatever you're sentenced to. So you should be sentenced to the sex offender registry if you're going to be sentenced to the sex offender registry.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't include people who are peeing behind a tree, at a party or something like that. And it really does in some states.
Oh, yeah.
It also should be very, very, very clear who is on it. If you're going to, I think that people's charges should be very clear on these registries. And I think they're getting better over time, but for a while they weren't. I mean, you know, the guy who pees behind a tree is right next to the guy who, you know, or the woman or whomever, the predator out there that has been doing horrifying things to children. And also, I think that we need to be very clear as to what the difference, what the definition of a child is. I think that somebody, you know, a 17-year-old that has consensual sex with a 14-year-old isn't a rapist.
It's not the same as
a 17-year-old who, you know, sodomizes a 3-year-old that's
right.
in their care.
Yeah.
This is an entirely different situation, and that these things need to be clear. But I think that people should be sentenced to the sex offender registry rather than just you know, putting them on these lists of willy nilly. Anybody who's got any kind of crime that has to do with, you know, their genitals, whether it's peeing behind a tree or whatever, mm-hmm. shouldn't be put on these. But I think that a sex offender registry may be the very best kind of sentence because. I don't know.
Should there also be a burglar registry or violent crime registry?
I think, I think I'd like to see more studies on sex offenders because it seems like the kind of crime that is deeper in someone's psyche. You know, mm-hmm. I can choose for myself. I was a burglar. I have burglarized houses in my life.
Uh-huh.
I've done this. I have now decided for me that. Well, this doesn't work. I mean, it's not moral, and morality works, and it makes you have a better life, and mm-hmm. so I'm not going to do that. It's not beneficial. Whereas changing my sexual orientation would be an extraordinarily difficult thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care how long you throw me in jail, I'm still going to find women attractive.
Sure, and yeah, I agree with that. But in some cases when women are raped in the military and they try to report it, the woman will actually get discharged from the military with a diagnosis of a personality disorder.
Yeah, sure.
And this is what Kelly Vlahos has written about before. And so if they are diagnosed with a personality disorder, that means they don't get health care afterwards from the VA. And
sweet.
Yeah. So basically they are being blamed for what happened to them. And I mean, that just seems really backwards to me, blaming the victim. And preventing them from getting health care. This person, Nicole McCoy, is saying, maybe I shouldn't even say these statistics because I'm not sure exactly where she gets them from, but she says in this petition that if you serve in the U.S. military and you rape or sexually assault a fellow service member, you have an 86.5% chance of keeping the crime a secret and a 92% chance of avoiding court-martial. Now, that sounds pretty high if it's accurate. I mean, I don't know how she figures that out because most of these do go unreported. But if it's accurate, then that's shocking.
Well, I was looking at another article here on the amount of rapes that go on in sort of the boot camp situation. And if you can imagine, you know, a sergeant or whatever who's yelling at you all day long and then comes and rapes you. I mean, any recruit could just say that happened because it's not like no woman has ever used the accusation of rape as a weapon either. So it's very confusing. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of Eat Foods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about. Here in the, what is this, the second-to-last segment of Free Talk Live, we'd love to have you call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. When you're doing your online shopping, and you probably do some online shopping, because every year more and more people do it, and you may go to, you know, Amazon. When you do, go to shop.freetalklive.com first, because there you can click through to the Amazon of your country and do your shopping that way. Free Talk Live gets a little spiff, so you get the same prices, the same service, the same selection as you would normally get from Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a little bonus. It's great for us, and, it's a nice way to help. shop.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And we have been talking about these disturbing articles that we have regarding just the quantity of rapes that go on in the military. And
they don't mention male rapes, but I would be willing to bet that that happens, too.
Yeah. It, what is the difference between a male rape and hazing, too? There's certainly been hazing incidences that look a lot like rape, right?
Yeah. I would say that fits into both. You know, like maybe pure hazing is physical violence and psychological harassment or abuse, whereas rape is actual penetration, unwanted penetration.
Penetration by what? I mean, is
anything.
You know.
I mean.
Okay, so I mean, you know, so
if you penetrate someone with a sex toy, it's this. You know, it's still rape. You know, and it's unwanted.
Agreed, but then, I mean, it could fit into the category of hazing at that point, too. So, and it just gets difficult to sort of quantify these things. And the other thing.
Well, there's been a lot of attention on hazing in the military, too, which, deserves attention. That's important. I mean, any group where you have a big authoritarian hierarchical power structure, there is going to be hazing, and people will do shocking things, and people in it will think it's normal. Because it's all around them.
And this is, you know, it gets so it's so difficult. Because of the nature of the organization, it's so difficult for us to sit on the outside. I've never been hazed in an office place.
Yeah.
Because no one would ever haze you in an office place because it's not the appropriate kind of thing.
Really? What was that paddle you brought out when I came to join Free Talk Live? No, just kidding.
No, you're not supposed to talk about that one. What goes on off the air, Stephanie, stays off the air.
You left the cam on.
So, but when you're talking about the military, it's an entirely different kind of job. It's the kind of job where you absolutely, positively have to be able to trust the person on the side, to either side of you. And that means that, you know, there are ways to create effectively and sort of cheaply from a societal angle. And that's why we call hazing is this cheap kind of bonding experience.
Bonding over shared trauma.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, but
oh, and people
you wouldn't
go
say that
great.
It's not effective either. You know, because it is effective in building, in building these kinds of relationships.
Maybe it creates like a pseudo trust, I guess. But, I mean, gosh, do some trust falls. You know, you don't have to hit each other.
I understand what you're saying, but it's...
You don't have to make each other eat pig poop or whatever goes on at frats and military. I mean...
Does anybody make anyone eat pig poop?
I have a story.
Oh, God.
I don't really want to tell it, but yes, that does happen.
Let's hear what Jeff in Asheville has to say. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I spent 12 years in the Coast Guard, joined in 78, and... I got out in 91, and I've never, my whole time in there was never any incidents of any kind of thing like that at all.
And you know, I think that, so your incident, your experience
I'm
is
glad
this
to hear
didn't
that.
Happen.
I'm glad to hear that.
One part of this article here that, it says is that year on year, there are growths in the number of rapes. So I don't know, I can't speak to what happened in 1991. And it may very well be that some of these statistics are overblown because it's impossible for them to say. They're speculating that 80% of cases go unreported, but you can only speculate in that arena, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but I mean, I did meet a girl on board a ship. She came on. She was a student, and I met her in her stateroom. But that was, consensual.
She didn't change your story later, right?
No, not at all. I mean, never, nothing ever came from it.
Yep. Well, I mean, it was just like, good news.
To hear stories of that, it's got to be something that's happening recently, maybe because of what's going on overseas.
The Coast Guard could be a little different, too. I'm not intimately familiar with it, but maybe it's different in different branches. And the time frame is for sure. And, of course, you're a man, so, it's more, they're saying that women are more likely to get raped. I don't know how often it happens to men. I haven't seen that, but, yeah.
Right. Thanks for the call,
the
Jeff.
Coast Guard is like one of, they're laid back. They don't get a whole lot of recognition. I've already complained to some of the stores about not carrying Coast Guard stuff when they carry every other branch of the service. Stuff. And so we're like like the fallen service or the forgotten service,
the fifth wheel of
and
the,
we were the first.
Is it so? That's interesting.
Yes. 1790.
855-450-3733. And what he brings up is that, it's this other aspect of this is, if it's like I said as we were going out previously, it's not like a rape has never, the accusation of rape has never been used as a tool to, by somebody who hasn't been raped in order to get what they want. And, the concept of a pig pile, as it were, one person makes an accusation and another one comes and another one comes. So it's difficult to know who's making the real accusations and, I hesitate when I see these numbers that are reported and then saying that, those numbers, the 80% of cases are not reported. So that means that, this number needs to be multiplied by 5 in order to find the real number. And then you're talking about a lot of rapes going on. And I don't know. I mean, it's just...
There are a lot of people who say it is a systemic problem, though, mm-hmm. that they have tried to report it and they don't get taken seriously. And there are so many people who write about this. I kind of tend to believe it just because there are so many independent people saying, yeah, this is what's going on.
I believe there's a problem, and I don't believe we know what the numbers are.
Yeah,
and
it's
difficult to know. This is a quote here from Lieutenant Ariana Clay, she's of the Marine Corps. Says, and I believe that lieutenants in the Marine Corps is there for what they, like a relatively the 02, 03, something like that. So it's a relatively low position. Just the other day, I saw a girl running along the side of the road. She looked like she was about the high school age, and she was wearing a USMC T-shirt. And I thought, if she joins, then she's going to have to accept rape and the destruction of her life. I cannot in good faith recommend anyone to join the way the organization is set up now. I would not wish it on anybody. And, that's her quote. That's not my quote. That's her quote. And, obviously this woman's damaged in some way. How does that present itself and what caused it? I don't know. But, she claims to be raped and it can be very difficult to, I know that there were always difficulties in reporting rape previously. That's the claims. The military have no benefit to themselves in allowing rapes to be reported. So, how's it go?
Mm-hmm.
The caller just calls in. He says that he didn't have any experience like that. I totally believe him. I totally believe him.
There are probably a lot of people who haven't experienced it, and a lot of them are men or women, too. I mean, not every woman is going to get raped in the military, but it's a big enough problem that people are writing about it and talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I went through, I was in prison myself for...
He said he didn't get hazed either, didn't he?
I don't remember. I didn't.
He said he didn't experience anything like that, so I don't know.
Oh, I didn't ask him about hazing.
Right. I
was in prison for 8.5 years, and people, the first questions they want to know is, did you get raped in prison? Yeah. I never even saw anything like that happen.
Okay, that's great. I'd
heard that it happened to other people, and, some people would point at this one guy who walked funny and said that he had been raped, and that he, they had to take him to the hospital and get him operated on, and that kind of thing. But I don't know if that was the case. I never talked to him about it. There were certainly people there willing to get to do things for money or whatever. 855-450-FREE. We'll get you here in the final segment of Free Talk Live, Sunday Night Edition.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that if you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
What would
mean? I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey, hey,
who do you think
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio file in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, no, now, wait a minute.
Oh, it's pretty other road. Whoa, hey! Oh my god, unbelievable!
Why are you running?
Because you're scared me.
What am I being detained for?
You're being served.
What is this?
Press have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's SACL toll-free call in line. We might be able to sneak you in here in the final segment. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition. And, you know, lighten it up here in the final segment. I'm a big believer in the marketplace. I'm a big believer in freedom. And one of the reasons is I just think that, you know, so many wonderful things can be created. And
technology sets us free.
That's I really believe that. And here's a new technology that isn't going to set you free from the dentist and brushing your teeth, but it might certainly help in that arena. And maybe this is all poppycock or whatever, but it's coming from the dailymail.co.uk. And the Daily Mail, somewhat marginal newspaper.
It's a gray area.
I really love the idea. And if this doesn't pan out to be true, something like this is going to happen in the future. And it's a product called Keep 32. And it can protect your mouth for many, many hours, a single dose. Apparently, it can be added to food.
By the way, I don't like the idea of people adding things to my food.
But. Oh, yeah. I get a little nervous when they start talking about. A couple of years ago, there were some people talking about adding statin drugs to the water.
Oh, yeah.
Because they claim that, you know, everybody can benefit from lowering their cholesterol with these things. And that's not true because some people can't tolerate them. You know, they get muscle aches and liver inflammation, and it's sure. Just not good for everybody.
Indeed. But
people are different.
But it could be. It certainly can go into toothpaste. And it apparently is a significantly more effective in killing off the bacteria that cause cavities.
Does that mean they're going to take the fluoride out of the water? Can I take my tinfoil hat off yet?
Well, I wonder about the fluoride. I might be tinfoil hatty when it comes to the fluoride in the water.
Actually, me too. I wonder if people might be surprised to hear this, but I do filter the fluoride out of my water. I think that, you know, I've heard a lot of claims about fluoride.
And you're a medical student.
Yes.
Soon to be a PhD.
This is not medical advice, but, you know, I do this myself. And the reason I do it is because I've heard a lot of claims about fluoride that it's not very good for you. You can overload on it. And I think that if somebody is going to be taking a drug, they should be having informed consent about the drug that they're taking. They shouldn't be dosed with it based on how much water they drink.
There are different types of fluoride. Fluoride's definitely a poison. So, you know, these are two things that...
Well, fluoride isn't in tea, like the tea that I'm drinking right now. It's probably a different form. It is a different form.
There are different types of fluoride, and you know, there are different levels of toxicity and different levels of benefit to, you know, creating a dentifrice and, you know, strengthening teeth and things like that. So these are all interesting facts about fluoride, but I just don't like the idea of some municipal worker with no, with no liability at all for what they do, you know, putting fluoride in the water, especially when it comes to young kids, you know. You don't know, you know, what level of fluoride they can handle. They don't let kids.
And it varies based on what water you drink. I mean, that's that's not the first rule of medicine. You know, practically the first rule of pharmacokinetics is like, you know, the dose makes the poison, right?
Yes.
And how can you even know that somebody's getting the correct dosage when people drink widely varying amounts of water?
Indeed. So anyway,
this teach you, by the way, that this is like the greatest medical advance ever. You know,
putting fluoride in the water.
Putting fluoride in the water, it's prevented all these cavities and stuff like that. And I just don't know. And even if, you know, if it helps some people but it hurts others, is it justified? I don't know. Why not let people choose if they want to have it in their water?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
anyway, this product is called Keep 32, and there are 32 teeth in the human mouth.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
And this comes from Chile, right?
Right. Apparently it was created by dentists in Chile, and... you know, the idea is that it, you know, kills off these bacteria much more successfully than, you know, it could be in the market in 14 to 18 months, say.
Really? Even with the FDA? That kind of surprises
this
me.
This is from dailymail.co.uk, so who knows which market it'll be in.
Well, but, in the UK, okay, so in Europe, they do actually approve drugs faster than here in the US. The FDA has this very high threshold for, you know, for approving drugs and requires a lot of studies and stuff like that. Even still, some unsafe drugs get passed or some drugs that are unsafe for some people. But, yeah, and in the UK, they also have socialized dentistry. And I've heard stories, I don't know if these are true or biased or whatever, but I've heard stories of people that literally, like they sell tooth extraction kits or something like that, where you can take out your own tooth rather than...
Have to go to the dentist because it's so long of a wait or you can't get in to see a dentist or
exactly.
These kind of things. And I've heard stories from the other side. I don't know.
Yep. We don't live there. We live in New Hampshire, but...
Tooth extraction isn't that difficult of a task to do, so you'd think that they'd have, you know, some low-level, poorly qualified dentist do it. I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it says here the chemical targets Streptococcus mutans, the bacteria that turns the sugar in your mouth into lactic acid, which then erodes tooth enamel.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's an easy way to get around that is not eat as much sugar or brush your teeth frequently, you know.
You do the paleo diet, and that means that you don't, you probably haven't had a cavity since.
No, my teeth are great. Very, very strong.
And on this paleo diet, you basically consume meat and vegetables and not carbohydrates or sugars, right?
Yeah, I've actually been sugar-free for about, a little more than 10 years. I started off eating just a low-carbohydrate diet because I was overweight and I wanted to lose weight, which I did very successfully on that. And then just recently I sort of tweaked a couple of things and switched to the paleo diet, which involved, like, you know, switching to grass-fed meat and cutting out legumes and gluten and all grains.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't very big of a change from what I was already eating, but I did notice some improvements. And, yeah, my
teeth... What kind of improvements? Can you talk about them on the air?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Well, one thing was that I had this allergic dermatitis on my hands, where my hands would be really sensitive to chemicals like soaps and stuff. My fingers would be dry
kind of like
and
red
crackly.
And in the worst-case scenario, sometimes they'd bleed.
Bleed, yep.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, and that actually, I had tried everything. I had been putting Vaseline on my hands like 20 times a day and put steroids on it. Nothing helped.
Probably have more access to medicines than the average person being a medical student.
Well, I wasn't like, I went to doctors and stuff like
that.
But
you wouldn't even know what to ask for too. I mean,
sure. Yeah. And none of it helped. It was a, you know, kind of a Band-Aid at best. But then when I went paleo, this went away and my skin is back to normal.
And you had no idea that was going to happen. It just happened to be something that occurred.
Well, I was guessing because supposedly, you know, the theory behind paleo diet is that, you know, you're eating a diet that's closer to what early humans ate and it's decreasing the amount of inflammation in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so my skin problem could have been coming from within, basically, like the level of inflammation inside was too high. So, you know, that's kind of what happened to me. I also noticed some other changes. one of them maybe not talk about on the air, but definitely my health overall is better.
Sort of innards?
No, my bra size increased.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with talking about that. What? What?
The cup size increased and the band size decreased.
Okay.
So I guess I trimmed up around the back and the breasts got larger.
So, well, hold on. If your breasts...
This is by the way, women blog about this on the internet. You can see people who this has happened to.
What's the phenomenon called?
I don't know. Just Google paleo diet breast growth or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to want to know about that. And now
I did. I checked it out.
Now you said that if your what's the size, the waist size? It's not really your waist size. Your chest size.
Yeah, that's the band size.
Band size decreased.
A bra will be like a 34D. And the 34 is the band size, the D is the cup size.
Right.
And basically,
but if your band size decreases, then your cups, but your breasts stay the same size, then they will necessarily increase in cup size because they, you know, because it has to do with the ratio.
Yeah, the cup size has to do with the ratio.
Right. A D is four inches larger than that band size. So your size would be a 38. A 38 around the largest portion of your breast, and then a 34 around the band size. That's
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes, for a 34D.
So if your breast stayed the same size, and then your band size decreased, then you know your cup size would increase by whatever corresponding number is the band size decrease. So if your band size decreased by 2, but your breast stayed the same size, then wouldn't you go up to a F at that point?
I don't.
Why are we talking about the big ones? Why not talk about the little ones?
Well, okay, let's put it this way. I was a B, and I went to a D.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was surprised by that.
Do you think that the actual breast has increased in size?
Yes, because the Bs, they weren't fitting anymore. They were kind of spilling over.
I don't get to see. My computer's like right here in the way, so I don't know. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
They were like, you know, they were too big to fit in the B.
Okay.
So I do think that they actually increase, and it is like a reported phenomenon. You know, just happy hormones make different body fat distribution. So
interesting.
I was, you know, it is what it is. I wasn't expecting that to happen, but it did, and I can't complain.
Right, and you know, I mean, it's yeah. I mean, women pay a lot of money for that particular operation. Anyway.
Go paleo.
There's another one in the can there. 8-5.
Anyway, we were talking about teeth. It's kind of cool. I like the idea. I'm skeptical, but we'll see how it goes. And this has been Free Talk Live.
Yep. Check us out at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And you can participate online there at freetalklive.com. Upload stories and blog posts, whatever makes you happy. freetalklive.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty Seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.